Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney, over here is Stiffy. How the fuck are you, Stiff?
Fantastic, mate. Welcome back to the Lads Shed, lifestyle adventures and daily stories. Fuck Barney. Holy shit, man. What a weekend.
What a weekend.
Okay, so last time we caught up, we did the whole fucking...
Yeah,
the fight card review and whatnot. Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, we have just been away for one of the biggest weekends on the Gold Coast. Fuck, Barney, it was massive.
It was, mate. We peppered it. Absolutely fucking peppered.
Absolutely.
The Gold Coast,
I think we did not just peppered, we put fucking pepper, salt, fucking chicken salt, mayo, fucking barbie sauce.
Tabasco.
Fucking all of those fucking things.
And met some great people too.
Even sugar. I reckon I threw a lot of sugar around. threw a lot of sugar around as well. And when I mean sugar, I mean love, you know.
A bit of love around.
Yeah, it was good. It was good catching up with the boys.
Mate, before we get into anything, give me a fucking beer. I need a beer.
Here we go. Right, well, you get it. I was going to get you one for you. Right, what have we got in the fridge there, mate?
Mate, we got a ginger beer, Matzo's alcoholic ginger beer. What percent is it to start off with?
You know, I haven't had a drink since Sunday afternoon. Hmm. It's now Friday.
Yeah.
So let's crack it.
I've made up for you.
Oh, that was all right.
Crack.
That had a nice little.
Oh, yeah.
Solid. Cheers, mate.
Up your bum, mate. Yep. Cheers.
Absolutely. Cheerio. Get a bit of ginger beer into you. Mm. Oh, just what I needed.
Mate, where do we start?
I don't know where we start. You know what? Let's start from the start.
Oh, the beginning.
Thursday, I picked you up.
You did. So I had quite a few tins on the way down. I was already getting excited.
Yep.
We had to go pick up some parts and shit like that on the way through. So we done that. So there was an extra couple of tins. And then...
Yeah, pretty much got to the hotel room.
Oh,
really.
Yeah. I actually videoed the call. Remember Ling Ling from the agent to get into the unit?
That's right. I forgot
that was funny. As
Cindy, I think her name was.
And all she needed to say was Enzen. It would have made a fucking movie. Like she was, it was the stereotypical Chinese
gatekeeper.
Drive-through.
Gatekeeper for the key to get in that room. So anyway, that was good.
It was the same hotel, and it was.
Oh, I think it was the same.
It was same floor. I reckon it was the same floor
next
just
door,
around to our right.
How random is that, eh?
Yeah,
like
it was.
But good spot on Broadbeach, pretty much directly opposite the casino. Like it was a 4-minute walk back to the gaming room, back to the casino, and then a 4-minute walk down to Broadie Tavern.
Yep, and we had legends above us. We had legends beside us, under us. Fucking it was a good spot to be in.
Yeah. And then anyway, we went straight over to the, what was Thursday afternoon? The weigh-in. So the fucking.
Yeah, we went to the weigh-ins. We got on the piss there and
ran into some of the, how about walking across the road there that first afternoon? Old mates that recognised you from last year.
Oh, yeah. I brought him a beer because he'd lost his wallet. And he said, I remember you from last year. You brought me a beer. And yeah, it was just like, and he was from Adelaide. And I'm going, how could you recognize me out of all these people?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To be in the same spot. He ran into a heap of people that we met last year too.
It was so good.
And so many more.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
So we got that Thursday afternoon done. It was pretty good in there. I can't remember what we did Thursday night. Did we go for dinner?
Thursday night? No, I don't think I ate Thursday night, actually.
We just, that's right.
My young fella, Jakey actually. Jake, he turned up late because he was going to try to get to the weigh-ins, but he finished work a bit late. He turned up, man. We went to the casino and
sat on the tables.
Yeah, I sponsored him.
What was that table he was sitting at?
Because he loves his poker and shit like that. So he's never been to a casino in his life.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I walked past and I seen him sitting there, he had that. He already had the poker face on, dude. Like,
mate, it was like a movie. Like, he walked up to that table and
owned it.
And he literally had no idea how the whole casino side of it. Like, he knows his poker and shit because he plays poker with his mates and that.
Yep.
And he apologizes and shit like that, and then pulls out a pair of sixes on the first one and sort of does the big old fold in the corner and shit. I don't know poker, so I don't know the terms and that. But he done that. So won the first hand, won the second hand. It was like he went in there going, oh, yeah, I've got no idea what's fucking going on, and fucking cleaned up. So
fucking unreal.
Yeah, so, he had a great night. That night, we actually tied it on a little bit, actually. I think that was probably...
Yeah,
one of the bigger nights.
Listen, I pulled the pin at about 11 p.m. because I wanted to get some sleep to get up for Anzac morning, the dawn service. I got up at 3.
Yeah, we got up at 4 because we went to Ipswich. That's why Jake come down to sort of ferry me up to Ipswich.
So I went and did the Currumbin one. So massive big tick off the bucket list. Anyone out there that hasn't done the Currumbin one dawn service, listen, I had a fantastic day there or morning. We actually got, I didn't get a sunrise because it was very overcasty and there was a storm coming up over the ocean and it put on a bit of a lightning show that early in the morning. Yep. So it was kind of, mate, you stand on the beach, you've got the waves crashing on the shore, you're doing dawn service, you've got the Gallipoli, you know, theme, you've got everyone talking about the Anzacs and what it means to everybody and the emotions of everything going through. But the serenity of being on any beach with the waves crashing... And then there was a lightning storm out the background.
Yeah.
It put goosebumps on me then, and it's actually putting goosebumps on me now, just being in that moment of, right, you know, thinking about what it means to me and what it means to a lot of people. And it was a spectacular moment.
And great turnouts. And like you were saying, you actually got a bus from Pacific Pines, yeah?
Yeah.
Into there. So I didn't know that they offered that service because I've always sort of steered away from that because of the traffic.
It was very simple. We drove down to Pack Pines and parked in the car park and jumped on a shuttle bus and they shuttled us right to the venue.
Wow.
And it just made it so much easier.
Yeah, how good.
So it was good. That was my dawn service. You went out to Ipswich?
Yeah, I went out to Ipswich. So I always go and have a beer with my father-in-law, Russ. Shout out to Russ. He served in Vietnam. So that's our day. We always go and have a couple of beers and watch him march. It was a good day. The rain stayed away, which was really good. And then went to the RSL in Ipswich, the CSI.
Yep.
Which was sort of taken over a few of the RSLs and had a few beers with him. And then... jumped in the car. Well, no, actually, I jumped in the car. But so Jake ran me down there and Holly was at the RSL and she went, no, I'm taking Dad now because I want to take him to the casino.
So I had
to fund Holly the second night So I fund Jake the first night, Holly the second night. Got absolutely. But that would be one of my gratitude moments.
You did tell me that on Friday night.
It was just... I've got kids that want to spend time with me.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
Maybe because I was funding them at the casino or so. But they didn't rate me or anything like that. Yeah. I gave them $100 each. And I think Holly actually was the winner. She gave me back 85. Jake, you still give me fucking nothing back. I had a really good time with the kids, with you guys. It was, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was the whole atmosphere. Oh, the people. 100%. The people are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mate, that Friday, I went, me, Noah and Tommy, we went to the Broadie Tavern in the afternoon there, about lunchtime, I think it was. And we walked in, went to get beers and whatnot, and we had to buy a fucking arm pass and all this sort of shit. Anyway, I bought some beers, and Noah's over there doing his thing. Noah walks into he's pretty well known these days, right?
Doesn't matter where he goes. Walk up and talk to anyone.
Yeah, but he's also a pretty well known person. Yep. So he's over there flooding around doing his things, doing a bit of PR, a bit of networking. Tommy and I are getting drinks and sitting down. Next minute, the bloody lady walks out with the two-up rope. And I'm like, all right, I'll give you a hand to put this two-up rope down. We're sticky taping it down to this floor that's covered in piss and doing a shit job. I was doing a shit job anyway. So anyway, got that sorted and cleared the room or cleared an area. And I said to the lady, so who's doing two-up? And she's like, oh, she was. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Have you got a microphone? Because it's quite loud in here. She's like, nah, I'm just doing it. I'm like, have you played before? And she's going, I have no fucking idea how to play two-up. I'm like, oh, wow, you've got a tough gig.
And that's when you stood up.
I just went, how about I do you a favor and I'll just jump in here for you. And she's like, have you done it before? I'm like, yeah. Actually, shout out to Jai. You know who you are. I've watched him do it a fair enough, you know, probably about 10 years in a row at our local one. And but we did a three coin two-up compared to a two coin two-up. Realistically, it's just you're going to get a result every time. You don't get the ones, which is one head and one tails. So you get a result. So it's a faster game, which is good because down at the Broadie Tavern, there was just people everywhere. Like there would have been, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people in that pub. Am I talking my ass?
No, mate, I reckon you're about right.
800 people?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of people and they were all wanting to, you know, have a bit of a go. So a faster turnover game would have been, is the best, you know, scenario. So anyway, I'm in there doing my thing, just doing two up and whatnot. And I, you know, expecting fives and tens and $20 notes, man, the first bet was a greenback, just straight on the floor. And yeah. I'm like, whoa, hang on a second, guys. Someone's got to match that and you got to be in three times. And they're like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like, fuck right, eh? We're upper. So anyway, the betting was off its head. We went for about 2 hours. My voice is still a bit scratchy because I had to yell and scream to get, you know, to get the voice projecting across the crowd. And the side bets were cracking. They were cracking $20 and $50 side bets. And it was, mate, it was all happening anyway. To actually go and organize, well, not organize it, just to fall into the right time and the right place. Mate, that was awesome because, you know, for networking down there on the weekend, we got ourselves in the right place at the right time.
Mate, the networking was off its head.
And to have, I actually had a dead ass podcast, one of Bryzy's shirts on. And, you know, I've shared that to his page and he shared that around. So we've done a bit of networking. The Bit On, I can't remember his name.
Bit On Industries, yeah.
Bit On Industries. Yeah. I can't remember his name. I should have pulled that up. Legend from Rocky as well.
Yep.
And he was one of Bryzy's sponsors. We've been to and fro on a little bit there. But, you know, just that whole networking of the whole weekend was fucking amazing.
It was.
And we did that thing with – how was that sticker I put on the back of Knuckles' F-truck?
So we – I hope you still got on there too, Knuckles, and we know you listen, so – but, yeah, we stickered – well, I didn't. Bloody Stiffy did. Stickered Knuckles' fucking F-truck.
Put a sneaky lads.
At the front of the convention center, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
So. And then that actually then fell into another – little 30-second reel I did with, I think, one of his Proper True Yarn camera crew.
You were excited that day.
Oh, man, I was pumped.
You were very excited.
I was seriously pumped. Yeah. So then that put some more stuff on socials and whatnot. So for networking this weekend, we've done a really good job. You know, the biggest one that I'm not
I wouldn't be able to call it a job because that was just like talking to people.
Yeah, correct.
And meeting people. That was, you wouldn't call it a job.
You need to tell the crowd and our listeners the biggest thing on the weekend that you put it, that you probably didn't even know was going to happen until it happened, like as in, but what did, tell us, come on, Knuckles did something pretty fucking spectacular on Saturday night.
Yeah, so
but back the truck up a little bit. Tell
us
a story.
We'll back it up. So it sort of started. So I'd been sort of messaging Knuckles on the Instagram, and surprise, surprise, mate, this bloke is just a dead set champion in my eyes. Anyway,
yeah,
he answered one. I wanted a hat. Have you seen my backflips?
Yeah,
and mark it off. So if you've been listening, you'll know what the backflips are and
and
stuff like that. And he messaged back and he said, "Oh, what's his backflip?" And I sent him a couple of videos and showed him the backflips, and he said, yeah, you can say can't. He said, can't. He said, I'm doing that in the ring to Pooh Bandit. He said, can you fucking hold off and not do them until I do it there? And I said, no worries, mate. It's all yours. So sort of showed him a couple of videos and he's taken it on his own. And he's done a backflip in the ring on Poo Bandit
yeah.
and give us a fucking big shout out. So mate, fucking yeah. cheers to you for that, mate.
Fucking oh, cheers, Knuckle.
Actually, did I'm wearing the VIP and, hat tonight too.
So. And how do you rate his backflip? Like now that we've seen it and we've seen it a million times, how do you rate his mate, flip?
I reckon mine's better.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's better because I've got a bit of an ass
yeah.
and my ass is, it's a fast ass.
You got a fast ass.
And it's a little bit more pressure behind it.
I reckon he's still got about 5 slaps to the chin.
Oh, like he definitely got the slaps in? And everything in. Oh, so, yeah, mate. But, mate, there was no pressure behind that because there's no ass there. So, fucking, yeah, yeah.
He certainly threw his hips into it.
Yeah, he did, mate. He threw it in.
I'll tell you what, for I don't know what practice he did, but, mate, I'm going to say he got a 9.8 out of 10.
Yep.
Well done, mate. To do it in that ring under the pressure with the lights on, the cameras going, he just walked up and smashed Poo Bandit right in the face.
100% he did.
So that was our little fame to... The game, I guess.
Claim to fame, yeah.
And that set the whole weekend up for us too because, like, mate, that was just, for me, I saw that and I'm just like, man, that would not have happened unless you put the hard yards in and showed him that backflip.
Yeah,
and
genuine fucking salt of the earth fucking bloke. With
So well done, Barney.
No ego there with that bloke, that's for sure. So,
So anyway, bigger and better. So the fights went good. We won't cover too much of the fights. I'd rate the whole night.
What was your favourite fight?
My favourite fight? I've got two. I can't really decide. But
no, you have to have one. You can't have two. Oh,
fuck.
Your favourite fight.
My favourite fight was the main event, mate. The main event with Bryzy and Andrew from the other one, fucking whatever podcast that is. He's the comedian bloke. But Bryzy from Deadass Podcast and Andrew Hamilton, there it is.
Yep.
They're biffing, mate. I actually thought that Bryzy... It would smash him in first round, if not second. But Andrew brought his A game along. And dead set, those two biffed and biffed and fucking biffed. Like it was off its head.
Yep.
I can't go past, like that's right up there for me. But Tommy Dahl and Fart in the Bath, mate, that was another good fight.
I did
fight.
Say your favourite one, so you got to pick one.
But then there's a trifecta. You've also got the one that Cam... was supposed to fight in with Tylan Wallace and who was he fighting?
The banana farmer.
Was it?
Hmm.
No, I don't think it was.
He stood in for Cam, didn't he?
With that fight, I can't remember. But those three were the highlights on because they were more technical boxing, right? Those three were technical boxing, I feel. Not taking it out on anyone else's, but Danny Grant's fight. Fuck me.
Okay, I'm going to pull you up there because I did ask you for your favourite fight. You're fucking picking them all. So
I can't pick.
I'm going to go for my favourite fight was Renee Gracie and Summer. Because I wasn't there for the boxing. I was there for the beers and cheers and that fight, Summer.
Yep.
I don't know. She's a scrapper.
Yeah.
And Renee Gracie's had a lot to fucking say about it. And and so she should too. Like she thought it was going into a professional fight. It was a fucking podcast fucking fight.
Yeah,
so
listen. That
Summer went in there with it started out with a little bit of a boxing and it just turned into MMA, wrestling, whatever you could take. But that was entertainment. That was what I was there for. Correct. That was cheers to you, Summer.
Cheers, Summer.
I met Summer in the after party and told her about my favourite part was when she wrapped her legs around Renee Gracie and took her to the ground. So cheers.
Listen,
anyone that got into that ring,
Hats off, heads off.
Cheers to you.
Getting in there.
The entertainment was great.
And also, like for Summer, getting in there, and this is what everyone said about last year's podcast, Royale, was you can prep and you can box and train. You get in there, next minute it all goes out the window. Whatever happens can happen. So, tough gig. So good on you, Summer, for getting in there. And Renee, absolutely fucking phenomenal fighting. She's got an A game.
Oh, she's a professional.
Like dead set.
Whatever she does, she's professional.
She's put in the hard yard, so I'm a massive fan of Renee's. massive fan of Renee's.
A massive only fan.
I'm the only fan. No. And she did a fucking fantastic job. So hats off to you, Renee, as well. Yep. And you know what? I hope she takes it further, as in maybe go for an amateur fight or whatever. Or if she gets a chance to do it again next year to have another scrap.
Yep.
So, but anyway, hats off you to the Alpha events. Anyone that's anyone that's involved with the Alpha community and the Alpha events, you know, you've got there's too many people to list, but everyone from Alpha events did an amazing job. And that's everybody. You know, all the wives, all the girlfriends, all the partners, all the staff behind the scenes. Yep. There was nothing that went wrong.
I know the online thing, but
that's out of their control. What they had in control of, and what they organized, and what they set out to achieve, they went above and beyond and provided pure entertainment.
Yep.
Not only for us, but for anyone that wanted to in the world, really.
How good.
Talking about the world, what about that little fucker that came over from overseas?
Oh, fucking Tommy the Pommy. I didn't get to fucking actually lay his eyes on him, but yeah.
I did. I got a photo with him, yeah. I don't have the photo, but I got a little snuggle and a little kiss and a little shot. I should have tried to get that photo, but didn't.
Yeah, because pretty much I left my phone. I raw dogged the fight. I left my phone at the fucking hotel, so I actually had no phone or anything to take photos or anything, so I fucking ran back at the thing. And then I think that was the last time I seen you for the night. You were gone.
I was floating around.
Yeah, I seen some cousins of yours and
Liam. Yep,
but, yeah, I didn't see you, but yeah, I didn't need to see you. I fucking seen you enough.
Yeah, and I was floating around. It was good. I went back and had a game of the tables and whatnot. So, but mate, yeah, massive. So you know, Podcast Royale 2.0, fantastic job. You've done well.
Yeah.
I've got no negatives at all. Only fucking positives.
I did catch a cold, so some fucker gave me a cold there.
Yeah, right.
It was probably the man flu. Actually, it's not a cold.
The man flu.
100% it was. I still turned up and went to work though. I'll tell you what, this week, because I finished on the 10th of April for Easter and went back on the 29th.
Yep.
That first week of work,
which has just been this week,
which is 4 days. Was longer and harder than primary school. Fucking just killed me. I was wounded.
I worked 5 days this week.
Yeah, I went and done the Datsun, so I took the Datsun down to get fucking shit done on Monday.
Yeah, and tell us, now, last time we spoke about that, let's fill us in. How'd you go with the dyno and the suspension tuning?
Yep, so after the Alpha Blokes fight, shout out to Nigel too that done the injectors for me. Had it loaded on the trailer on Sunday afternoon for me, which was really good. And I took it down to get dyno tuned. We come out with 355 horsepower.
Yeah, nice.
So I done that and then had to take it to suspension tunes. I got all the suspension tuned on it.
Yep.
And it is now ready for rego.
Is it like dry? Because you had problems with it. Is there any ongoing issues?
I can't. Yeah. So there's the guards, the tyres are put on the back are too wide. So I've got someone coming around to roll the guards.
Yep.
And once I do that, I can actually drive it. So I can drive it on and off the trailer, but it's tread the tyres. But yeah, there's all the little bits and pieces that I've got to do. And yeah. But that was my Monday, and that was a pretty good day because I got to sleep in the car for a little bit here and there. And yeah,
very good. Righto. So before we, that's probably it for the podcast. Hey, we're done. The Royale, the fight.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. Shout out to our social guys. Anyone that's new to us, because realistically, we've got some new people listening to us since the weekend. So well done, Barney, and well done, Tommy and Noah, for getting around, strutting the Lads Podcast merch that we had getting around. Shout out to Pink Bits. He wore a hat. So it was a bit of – and Semen Eater, he had a Lads Podcast hat on as well. Too, so there was a few people strutting around, which gave us a fucking opening to just – walking down the street and someone was saying, hey, what's that all about? And I'm like, well, get on board, bros.
Yeah.
So,
Definitely did our marketing thing. So, and I'm not going to mention all the names because if you start one and you leave one out, I'm fucking,
you're done.
Yeah.
So, but,
cheers to everyone that come up and said hello. And
anyone new listening, we are on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Jump on, search for either Lad Podcast or the Lads Potty. One of those two will get you to where we are. And obviously, Spotify and Apple Podcast. Like, subscribe, fucking do us a favor, share us around. Give us a fiver. Give us a fiver.
Give us a five star. And we're actually on Patreon too, aren't we? Have you sorted that shit out yet or not?
Patreon is, everything is on Patreon with audio. I have put three videos up there free for people to watch. I'm more, the video side of thing is more in the development stage of testing, but the audio is good to go. And I'm just doing some fine tuning in the background for that. Because obviously we will be going bigger with Patreon down the track. We are just, what's the word? We're just putting our toes in the water with Patreon at the moment.
We are dipping the toes. So one of the things we'll be putting on Patreon is what we're doing on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, 100% we do.
Yes. So we're doing our first vlog. Really.
We are.
Simply because that's, I mean, lifestyle, adventure, and daily story. That's what the Lads podcast is all about. That A for adventure is certainly going to come out more in the next coming years with fucking shit that we want to get done.
Yep.
But you got to start somewhere. And Noah from Peak Productions is coming out and spending the day with us. He's going to have the camera.
At Bow Desert Golf and Club.
We're going to go smack some fucking balls around.
Yep. Who are we doing it with?
Ah, so we are doing it with Ty Avery from the Roads We've Walked podcast.
Yep.
And also we're doing it with, geez, you put me on the spot. This is, we are also doing it with, Meraki podcast. Fuck, I've lost his name. Jeez, Barney, why did you do that for me? Fuck yeah. Yeah, it was fucking Matty Caravoso from the, I always try and.
Meraki.
Yeah, podcast. Yep. Now, legend of a bloke, I actually just listened to his last podcast. Oh, I've listened to a few of his actually, and Ty's. They do fantastic work. Yeah, really interesting. I can't wait to get to know these lads a bit better, as in Ty and Maddie.
Yep.
The golf day this weekend, we're actually just going to go have a game of flog.
Yep.
And it's
kind what of it's like, doing is we're just practicing to work out how we're going to start vlogging and shit. So
yeah,
it will be, it'll be raw, it'll be fucking, but Noah will sort of direct us into it and it'll be good. Those boys have had fucking heaps of fucking banter on that group messages, but I've been too busy. You've been too busy to fucking get right into it, but the banter will happen Sunday morning, boys. Bring your fucking A-game.
And also I got Maddie confused with, we've had actually a couple other lads pull out. So Maddie's come through with the goods. So that's why I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
I had too many other people in my fucking head. But anyway, can't wait for Maddie and Ty. We're going to do a two-ball Ambrose, but is it golf course? Noah's going to be floating around. My son's coming. He's going to pretty much drive Noah around. And fuck, mate, I reckon we just go and have a fucking fun day and figure out, not on the day figure out, but this is just going to be us figuring out, you know, what we're going to be doing for the future and in vlogging and how it sits with us and rah, rah, rah. Because we've also got a massive big thing coming up that we don't want to talk about right yet until we lock it in. Anyway, so that's...
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Well, actually, while we're on that subject, stay tuned, is anyone that's got a fuck ton of money that wants to come on board and support the Lads podcast... It's actually we've got a few things going on with sponsorship deals. So anyone that's interested to want to help out, give us a buzz, because seriously, we've got some things in the pipeline that if you've got a business or you want to come on board and help us out,
or if you just won lotto, or if you're a Colombian drug lord and you need to sort of some tax breaks or anything like that, just hit us up.
Oh, hit us up.
Yep.
Yeah, how do they hit us up?
Theladspotty@gmail.com.
Yep.
Stiffy's number is... actually, that was a funny thing, sitting at Broadbeach Tavern when you left your phone on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Who does that? Like, fucking left your phone on the table.
You leave your phone with the people that you think you can trust.
So the first time he done it, I took a heap of photos, as you do. And then I went, I wonder if I can guess his password. First go, I got your password.
Same as your password.
Yeah.
How's that fucking? Well, I still haven't changed it. I've got to do something about it.
No, you don't.
I don't even know how to change it.
I'm not actually, but I left it open on a couple of pages and his eyes were a little bit bulgy. But yeah, that was pretty funny. So I thought that was funny anyway.
Yeah, it's all good. So no, mate. Next, what's up next? That's the golf day spoken about. I need to actually was going to open with this and I totally forgot about it. So, got some sad news on the weekend I just want to read this out because I don't want to fuck it up. So Motorcycling Australia statement, Joel Evans, Motorcycling Australia and the Pro MX management team are deeply saddened by the passing of Joel Evans, who succumbed to his injuries sustaining in a single bike accident during a race of the Pro MX Championship at Gilman in South Australia last weekend. Round three of the 2025 Australian Pro MX Motocross Championship was abandoned on Sunday following a serious accident involving Joel, who has sadly been confirmed to have lost his life at the Gilman event. Evans fell in the final moto of the day, leading to a red flag stoppage, and was immediately attended by a series medical staff in South Australia. The popular, highly respected 30-year-old Queenslander had grown immense following through his YouTube channel and social media activities throughout much of his career, while racing both in Australia and overseas and international scale. Evans has been on the rise in Australia motocross during recent seasons. This year, riding with support of the Caloundra Motorcycle Centre team on board a Kawasaki KX450F and firmly establishing himself among the top 10 over the course of the opening few rounds. So our thoughts are with the Evans family and all of those affected by this tragedy. Joel Evans will forever be remembered as one of the good ones on and off the track, a talented racer who was able to continually extract the best of himself over a decade of professional competition. So shout out from the Lads podcast to anyone that's been affected by this and also to Joel's family. Our condolences and mate, rest in peace. We're thinking of you and your family. So that was some sad news from the weekend.
Absolutely sad.
Yeah. So I just wanted to get that out because that's in my industry that I'm involved with, and it's just it rocked me on Monday when I opened my phone up and seen that. So just wanted to give Joel a bit of a shout out. I've met him a couple of times throughout his career, and like I just said, he is an absolute legend of a bloke, and unfortunately taken from this world way too fucking early. Anyone that needs any help with your mental health or anything like that, there's people out there that can help you. And our famous saying is, if you need to get out of your head, get into your shed.
Yep.
So anyway, I just wanted to get that out.
Yeah, very sad.
Righto. Next, I've got we've talked about the golf thing. Now, dude, do you know Fink 2024 is fucking only 4 weeks away. 2025 is only 4 weeks away.
Really?
Yeah. So we are, Justin and myself are racing again this year in the Class 6 car. We've got the new car. I want to start bringing this up on the next few potties simply because that's our next event this is our first event for the racing series of 2025 with myself and Justin, simply because we bought the brand new car. Oh, he did. And we're pretty much in the process of the build process. It's looking good. There's plenty to do. There's a deadline. And there's plenty for JR to be done. So shout out JR. You've got a lot on your plate.
That's 4 weeks till the race, but how many weeks?
Weeks till we leave.
Till we leave. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, first of June, yep. We leave. So, you know, we've got 4 weeks. I'll talk more about that over the next coming episodes about how the car's producing or coming along.
Yep.
But realistically, the bones of it now leads up to the next round for us is the 2025 Fink Desert Race. We've competed in this as a team. This is our fourth year. First year we got eighth position, I'm pretty sure, so in the top 10. This is in Class 6, of course. And then 2024. Three, we got fourth position, and 2024 we got fourth position as well. So as a team, as car 22, as car 627 as a team, we're working very well together as a very well-oiled machine. We know what we've got to get done this year. We're aiming to be on the fucking box first, second, third.
Yep,
mate, we're just gonna fucking pump it. We want to get on the top podium position for Class 6. We want to bring home the fucking bacon. Justin is doing a fantastic fucking job.
As always.
Of getting this car sorted, prepped, race ready, fuck man, that bloke is
he's got a bit going on.
He's amazing. So
he's got a bit going on.
Hopefully we'll get him on for a chat before we leave.
If he's got time.
But that's our next massive event that's coming up for the Lads podcast as well. Because I'm involved with it. We're involved with it. So more details to come. But that's for me the next big thing that I'm doing is Fink 2025. So bring it on. Let's go.
Bring it on. And there'll be some links there too we can share on the page and that, so you can actually watch it live.
Yep.
On the buggy. I think Justin still have the Starlink, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. So we're going to have the Starlink. So
we'll do that
up.
And send some YouTube links in that as well where you can watch it live.
Right. I need to get something massive off my chest, so I'm going to press this button.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
Right. I've got to fuck off, right? Seriously. This is before we went away to the Potty Royale too. Scammers, Facebook scammers. Mm-hmm. I got a message and I've been getting them now nearly every third day. But anyway, 2 weeks ago, I got this Facebook message from Meta saying, you've done something very naughty, rah, rah, rah. Your page is going to be deleted, rah, rah, rah. You have 24 hours to respond, rah, rah, rah. And I'm just like, fuck. So long story short is 2 days prior to this message, getting this message, I put a video up on socials that had the big cunt word in there, the big C-bomb. Mm. And after I posted that, I'm like, oh, am I going to get in trouble? Then a day went over and I'm like, oh, yeah. And it's still in the background. So then I get this message, this scam message that, you've fucking done whatever. And so I just hit the roof. I'm shitting myself. Far out. All this work we've put into the podcast is now going to be thrown out the window if we lose Facebook and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. It's all going through my head. So I'm getting on there, checking on it. And anyway, I start checking everything and everything's green ticks and everything's, you've got no issues. You've got nothing outstanding. You've got no problems. And this was about an hour later after I've double checked, then I've triple checked. And I'm just like, fuck this. I need to call someone. So I rang Noah. And I'm like, Noah, that text message, did you see that as well? He's like, yeah, that's just a scam, Stiffy. I'm like, oh, fuck, I wish I called you an hour ago. He goes, did you click on it? And I went, I did. I did click on it. He goes, ooh, did ya? So I clicked on it. And anyway, so now I've been getting fucking all these things for the next, every second day, I'm getting a threat from Meta. Well, it's not a threat from Meta. It's a scam from some fucking Raja sitting in India with his fucking fingers on the keyboard sending me scams saying that I'm going to delete all my shit. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking over you.
Have you watched?
So Raja can fuck off.
Big time. Him and his turban. turban, fucking whatever it is he puts in head.
Fuck off, Raja.
Have you watched the YouTube videos of someone from America scamming the scammers?
No, I think I know what you're talking about, but
fucking get on it, mate. It is the best shit. So he's actually hacking into their fucking computers calling them by their actual name and like saying, oh, okay, what about your cousin here and giving out addresses and like they're bleeping it out. Mate, these people just go to fucking water.
Yeah, because they've actually, they're getting done.
They're getting done, but yeah, it is a fucking, mate, you go down a big rabbit warren on today. It's good listen. The scammer's getting scammed.
Fucking, you're fucking mate. Anyone that's doing scams and doing that shit, fucking.
Oh. Go on, Joan. Fucking money.
Oh, it fires my piss. Anyone that's been scammed.
Fires or boils?
Probably a bit of both. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's been scammed or you've got a good story about a scam, fucking send us in a fucking scam yarn. Barney, how do they do that?
TheLadsPotty@gmail.com. Do a voice recording on your Nokia 3610.
Yep.
And send it over via email, TheLadsPotty@gmail.com.
Fuck, nailed it again. Jeez, you're fucking good. Hey, mate, how about we go for a piss? Fuck, that was a bit of fucking. How about have you ever done any type of auctioneering?
No.
Neither am I. Right, I guess for a piss.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life.
And we're back.
We are, so.
Fuck, it was a good piss. Hey, so this weekend, bruz, is... oh, let's crack.
I'm going to go first.
Fuck yeah, you go for it, bruz. You know when
that's
you...
That's a good crack.
You know when you crack, you look like you're doing a poo?
Yeah. It's not fucking... It's intense. It's intense. Oh, fuck, these ginger beers go off,
you
don't they?
You look like a kid that's in his nappy and he's just like
fucking just
pushing it. You're pushing out a poo there, Barney?
I wasn't.
Fuck, that's good. Anyway, hey, this weekend we got not only the golf day on Sunday, but we've also got Magic Round with a footy. So that's all happening in Bris Vegas. Oh, and the women's State of Origin was on last night. Unfortunately, the Queenslanders went down. But they did that last year and they came back with a win. So anyway, I didn't get to watch it last night because I was out and about with the kiddies. But I saw some highlights this morning on the TV. But I'm very fucking interested to find out how you're going with last week's fucking round of footy tipping.
Oh, the iTip footy.
The iTip footy, because we were hitting the piss while that round was on.
I didn't do too much looking at it while we were away, but I'll give you a bit of a heads up. I got one wrong for the entire round.
Really?
Yep. So I got the only round that actually let me down was the Panthers let me down against the Seagulls.
Fuck, they're doing so bad.
And if you've only just joined us, this tipping competition, I have pre-picked every game from start to finish and just picked home teams.
Yep.
And my margin was 6, and I'm the lowest margin on the thing. So if I come equal first and someone else, I've got the lowest margin by like 50 points. So with absolutely no knowledge, no everything is just home teams, home teams.
Before round one even started, you put the whole bets on for the whole year, for the whole season, all home games.
Right out.
So last week, I think you said you were coming 7th overall. Mm-hmm. But I think you got 2nd for the week. Oh no, you got 1st because it was your fantasy round.
Yep.
Your phantom round or what it was called.
So I think I was sitting around the 10th or 11th.
Last week?
Yep.
7th.
7th was it? Right, yeah. Now I'm sitting in 3rd place.
Oh, boom. So boom. Is that overall?
That is overall. Oh, but overall.
Was that week? So what'd you get for the week?
So weekly, I was sitting, I actually come in 5th.
Oh, and you only lost one game.
Yep. Then overall, I'm currently sitting 3rd.
3rd. Fucking how good are you?
So I actually had a bit of an idea though. Like I was sort of sitting there looking at that and went, oh, maybe I should just take over now and just change a few things and...
Nah. You're fucking...
And I could win this thing. Yeah, I could win this thing from here.
Nah, you got to win this thing from... Your plan, and that's...
I know, but it's like $750. Should I just... Let us know. Like, do you reckon leave it as it is or
start chopping it? Can you still change your bets?
I can, yeah. I can change my bets for next week. So everyone normally puts their bets in each
weekly. Yeah.
Obviously from the performance from last week.
So
put zero fucking effort into this and sitting 3rd. So everyone that's sitting behind me, all 27 of yous?
Yep.
Fuck off.
I like it. You can fuck off.
I'll put zero effort into it. Yep.
That's fucking gold, mate. Righto. So I've had a few things sent in to me that I'm going to read out because we're going to start winding this one down. Now, I don't know who sent me this in. Maybe I found this one, but I've got a new. There's been a study done on women's asses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the results are in. So anyone that wants to know about women's asses, I've got a bit of a thing going on. So you can take this one away, because I reckon it's pretty accurate. Because we all know a woman that's got a big bum. We all know one that's got a little bum. We all know ones that have got nice bums.
It's the amount of toilet paper they use.
Cheeky bums, perchy bums, sweet bums. Anyway, right. Woman's ass size study. There is a new study about women and how they feel about their asses. The results were very interesting. 10% of women think their ass is too skinny. 20% of women think their ass is too fat. 70% say they don't care. They love him. and is a good man and they wouldn't trade him for the world.
Fucking well played, good sir. That's fucking brilliant. I love it.
So there you go.
As he's my ass and he's okay.
And he's all right. Yep. So 70% of women say they don't care, they love him, and he's a good man.
Yep. My wife will so fucking definitely agree to that.
Shout out to all the women's asses out there.
Yep. Yep. I'll drink to that.
Fucking oath. How good's that? That was a river. Another one was sent in. Now, this is, I think this was sent in by Cordy's next door neighbor's missus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to know the difference between a man and a margarita? Margarita hits the spot every time.
Come on, Cordy's next door neighbor, be better.
Oh, that was a ripper. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. And this one here, mate, this one was sent in just in case the potty doesn't do any well for you. This one was sent to you.
To me?
I think so. This one was sent for you. So chicken farmer is hiring people in your area for $100 an hour.
Fuck, that's all right.
So I told him. That. So I told him about your experience with handling small cocks.
Shout out to small cocks out there. $100 $100 an hour.
For handling small cocks.
Yep, I'll do that. I'm fucking good at it too. I'm a cock wrangler.
Mate, talking about what?
Cock wrangler. Chicken cock.
Chicken like, cock wrangler.
I catch chickens.
Fucking with one end. Do you need one end or two ends on that just fucking?
It's fucking cold out.
Oh my God. Dude, I've got to bring this up. Last weekend we were down the GC. Didn't matter which fucking toilet we went into, either the Broadbeach Tavern shitter or the one at the after party. I don't know if you went into the one at the after party that was right outside the ballroom. Fuck, you walk into that men's toilet and you might as well smack me in the face with a baseball bat. Fuck, it stunk. So every time I would walk in there, I'd do the big, holy fuck, who's shit in here? You know, do that big scenario. And then some cunt would go, oh, yeah, fucking smells pretty bad, eh? And I'm just like, holy fuck, dude, this thing, I could use a fucking chainsaw in the air in here. It's that fucking thick.
No good.
Oh, dude, that was proper wrong, eh? There was some fucking bad smells.
It's all the kebabs.
Oh, that, dude, whatever it was, fuck, it was tangent. And it doesn't matter if you're at the fucking casino or down the Broadie Tavern. Whenever you walked into a male's fucking pisser or a shitter, oh, damn.
Yeah, back chew off, your food, everyone.
Fucking so. Back off on the spices a bit, guys. Fuck. A bit going on there, Russ.
Chew your food.
All right. I think this is the last thing I've got. GOAT. Do you know what GOAT stands for?
Mm. Greatest ever.
Greatest of all time. Mm. Yep. Do you know what BOAT stands for? B-O-A-T.
I'm thinking. No, nothing.
Bring out ass and titties. There you go. There's a new one, ladies and gentlemen. Boat.
And big boats do that.
Oh, there's some big boats, there's some little boats, there's some tugboats.
Yeah.
Bring out the ass and titties. Saw that on Instagram. I thought, fucking, why not share that around? That was good.
I'm just picturing, like, my next boat, how many ass and titties and get on it. So,
if you got a brand new boat and you had to name your boat, have you got something that I can just go, right, name your boat, bang? Or would you have to put some thought in it? Because when you name a boat, that's it. You can't change the name of a boat.
Are we talking fishing boats or are we talking ski boats? Because they're all different. Fucking, yeah. So
well, actually, you had a ski boat. What was it called?
I had a ski boat. It was called Wakesetter.
No, it didn't have a name on the side of it?
No, it had no name on it.
Oh, right.
No, none of my ski boats have actually had names on them. Oh. So it's just been, they are. So I've never named them.
Okay, I'm thinking of someone else then. Yep.
Yeah, but send us in your best fucking boat names as well.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, anyone out there? I like the fishing boat ones, like Get Knotted.
Yeah, with a K. With a K-N-O-T. Yep.
I like those ones. Yep. There is some really good boat names out there, actually.
100%. So I want to hear.
I can't remember any of them off the top of my head.
But anyone that's listening, call us. Fucking send us.
Put them in the Facebook or anything. We'll read them out, sir.
Correct. Put them in the Facebook, on the Facebook page or the private group. Or give us a call in if you've got a fucking yarn about a fucking boat name. Send it in to theladspotty@gmail.com.
Keep it 2 minutes.
Mm.
Or not. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever. If you've got a dick photo, send them into Stiffy. He loves them. So
there we go again. Righto. So, mate, I think I'm done.
Mate,
I'm done. It's Friday evening. And I need to get shit sorted for the weekend. And we're going to go play some golf with the lads.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to, mate... have you got any antics? You got any fucking jokes? Or are we going to do some shenanigans?
Mate, of course there's going to be shenanigans. Like it's
we probably can't say what we're going to do.
I
might drop this tomorrow and they might listen to it.
Yeah, no. We're not giving away anything. So I think I did see your club selections actually today.
Oh, yeah.
You need an upgrade on those clubs.
Why? What's wrong, mate?
They're fucking... You don't have a fucking putter.
No.
For fuck's sakes.
I know. And I got 2 6-irons and a 1 wood. That's it.
Are we going to play that game that we play normally? The card game as well?
Well,
I should bring that out.
Bring it out.
Yeah, the caddy. The golf caddy game. Definitely. So we'll bring that out. And there'll be a lot of shenanigans. And I'm actually looking forward to it. It'll be good fun.
Yeah, definitely. And it's involving 2 other podcasters.
Yep.
And you know what? We're just going to share the love and get into it. So I'm looking forward to it. So, I think...
So, bring your A game, boys, because fucking you're going to need it.
Yeah, and I am the stiff man. Stay stiff, lads and lasses. I'm out of here.
See you, bye. Come on, let's go.